Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Fourth Estate Drive Time Podcast. This is your host, Marty Duran. Happy Monday, March the 14th, 2016. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. The Fourth Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Jord. Woodwatches.com. 100% Woodwatches, unique and unforgettable. That's Jord at Woodwatches.com. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10% on any purchase. Be listening soon, beginning early in April. There'll be a special promotion via Jord Wood Watches, and you do not want to miss that. Big news that nobody's talking about today, but everybody should be, is a UNICEF report from Syria that approximately one-third of all Syrian children have been born during the 5 years of the war that has engulfed their nation. 300,000 some odd children have been born in refugee camps, and I think this is inside or just outside the borders of Syria, and 80% of all Syrian children are in need of humanitarian aid. Now, if you've been keeping up with this, you know that a couple of months ago there were reports on two or three specific towns in Syria, the names of which escape me, but they had been cut off so severely and been bombed so thoroughly that all of the wild animals or domesticated animals that were in the area had been eaten, and people were not on the verge of starvation, but they were into starvation. And this is a direct result of the civil war and the ongoing struggle there in Syria. So when people don't have jobs and when people don't have places to go and they don't have things that can help them be productive citizens of society, that doesn't stop them from reproducing. So fully one-third, according to UNICEF, one-third of the children in Syria have been born in the last 5 years during the conflict. So that's really, really sad news coming out of Syria this morning. On the presidential trail, Vice News has reported, among others, that Mario Rubio and John Kasich took 1-2 in the D.C. primary, the Washington, D.C. primary, which really isn't saying an awful lot because only about 7 or 8% of Washington, D.C. registered voters are voted as Republicans. So probably that means Rubio got 10 votes and Kasich got 8. And Trump and Cruz got 3 and 4 or something along that line. But that is the news coming out of D.C. from the primary. A couple of very small Democratic primaries also held over the weekend. One was actually the North Marianas Islands that went heavily for Hillary Clinton. They're out there next to the deepest part of the ocean floor, the Marianas Trench. Also, Ohio now is, as they say in the biz, too close to call. Their primary is coming up soon, and Trump has been leading Kasich in that primary. And now it appears to be too close to call from the latest polls that have been taken there. It's within the margin of error, Kasich leading in some polls, and I think Trump leading in some others. Romney to join the Kasich campaign trail for a couple of stops this week, which pretty much lets you know where the establishment Republicans are hoping that a little bit of revival will take place. I think there are some folks at the head of the party that are now wishing and wanting that they had promoted Kasich a little sooner than throwing failed candidate Mitt Romney behind him. Report in the ABC News, flooding in parts of the Deep South, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Thousands of homes have been flooded. Torrential thunderstorms predicted again in the area up through Oklahoma as well. And I'm assuming that anything that makes it into the Mississippi River is going to eventually make it into Mississippi and Louisiana to some degree. So about 3,300 people have been evacuated from their homes by the National Guard since the flooding started. 4 reported deaths, which seems tragic, but not nearly as severe as it could have been. And then apparently there are two fishermen who are still missing, though not yet presumed dead. Finally, something that maybe you can identify with. I was certainly able to identify with this morning. A report in Wired of an attempted hacking that ended in tragedy. Apparently some guys in Bangladesh or Indonesia were running a scam, and they had set up a false organization, and they had successfully hacked into a bank account and had successfully requested wire transfers in the amount of $80 million. I think there were three of them, totaling $80 million. And in this scheme, they had set up this fraudulent charity and were transferring funds into this charity. Well, then they decided to go for the big enchilada. They had successfully run three scams of wire transfers, and they were going for the big one, the billion. They were going to transfer $1 billion. That's billion with a B, as in billion. They were going to transfer $1 billion from miscellaneous accounts or an account into this fraudulent account where they would be able to have control of it. And they misspelled the word foundation. They put fanation, F-A-N-A-T-I-O-N. So hackers done in by a typo. I feel you, bro. I feel you, bro. This is Marty Duran, and you've been listening to the Fourth Estate Drive Time. This is Monday, March 14th, 2016. It is dark again, thanks to time change and big plans I had for a new pad holder on my dashboard have been set aside until the sun comes out again early in the morning. The Fourth Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. Unique and unforgettable 100% wood watches. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10%. Shout out to my friends Phil and Ryan and their new podcast, Ryan and Phillip's Conversation Rules. You can find that on iTunes. Also, my buddy Todd Littleton, partner in Roundtable Media Group. Pathological, a podcast for the pastor theologian. You can find that on iTunes, or you can find it on the roundtablemediagroup.com page. The Fourth Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Roundtable Media Group. If you're interested in having a podcast and you need some help and you're looking for a place to host it and all of those great things, give me a holler or send me an email, marty@roundtablemediagroup.com. We're glad to do what we can to help you out. This is Marty Duran. This has been the Fourth Estate Drive Time Podcast. And until the next time, I hope you have a fantastic day.